Number 33, read something printed every day, not something on a screen. When we talked about eye exercises and eye health a few videos back, this is a piece of that where you don't want to overly strain your eyes by looking at a screen all the time and reading. Now, I know that there's little special glasses and things you can get to offset the light effects and everything else, but in reality, we're seeing that there's a lot of cognitive abilities that are tied to you reading printed material, not so much digital material. Now, this is certainly more important when you're very young and developing your brain function and your neurology, but I find that as we get into being adults, if we get a little away from ebooks and e-readers and have a little bit of time with print books, that though I may be a little biased, it's more a matter of we're able to relax our eyes a little bit, we're able to make them work a little bit differently, and we're not going to have the strain of having that light come off that screen all the time while we're looking at it. It's a different experience to our brain is what they're finding in a lot of the different studies. Now, the other piece of that is often when we're reading stuff that's on a screen all the time, there's numerous distractions that come in. You may have it hooked up where text messages can come in, where WhatsApp messages can come in, or where you may be tempted to get off reading something regularly and go on to look at other pieces. And then when we talk about news and we talk about internet arguments, you may be reading stuff like that. And that's stuff that's really not going anywhere to enhance your cognitive ability. And certainly there's a lot of ways to get books that aren't available anywhere else on there. I'm not saying don't do it. What I'm saying is make sure you take time every single day and read something that's actually printed, whether that's a printout of something that you've had, but something that you're going to hold tangibly in your hand and you're going to look at without a backlight from a screen helping you look at it. And the study that's recently been out and has kind of gone around in different circles with education and with cognitive and brain health is they studied kids over 22 years. And what they found is the kids, when they're younger, when they're in primary school, before they're about 14 years of age, if you have them spend more time reading print material than digital material, as you're starting to see going the other direction, these their brains and their ability to focus, their ability to learn, their ability to put ideas together is improved at that young age when it's on printed material. They don't get as much out of the screen for the reason that there can be different distractions and things that go on around that and having a lot of that screen time. Plus, they're going to scroll and read differently. Our brains respond to the printed word, the actual physical printed word, differently than they do to the digital word. You can go find the study and see for yourself. We don't have time to delve deep into it here. Now, they did find that you evened out as you got up to high school, secondary school, and further on as far as your learning and your cognitive ability. However, I'm still of the mind that reading something in print over that screen is going to allow your brain to have relaxation. It's going to take us out of the stress of looking at digital materials all the time and give our brain and our eyes time to relax, time to regenerate and restore the same way that a good night's sleep does. And that's one of the other pieces is I would recommend actually not being on your screen in the last 30 minutes before you go to sleep. And if you do want to continue to read, do have something printed out, do have something in print that you can read that's going to allow that to relax so that you give all that time to adjust before you go into rest. And you get away from a little bit of that electromagnetic electric buzz that goes on and gives your brain time to calm down. So every day read something printed, not something on a screen. Go ahead and comment below and let me know, what type of stuff do you read? Are you mostly an e-reader, a screen reader, or do you do some print reading? And I do a little bit of both. I do a lot more print reading, obviously, than electronic, but I'd love to know your experience. And try that. Try cutting off those electronics 30 minutes or even better, do 60 minutes before you go to sleep. And if you want, read a book that's physical and in your hand, and don't fall asleep with that type of stuff around you that's going to enhance you, your health and longevity, because it's going to add to some of that physical health, well-being, and rest. I would love to know what you're doing, what you're reading, and how you're reading it.